Lawmakers want to give schools the flexibility to offer competitive bonuses to keep critical educators. A measure under consideration in the House would do that by excluding some supplemental pay from collective bargaining. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports, some lawmakers are concerned about the bill's impact on overall teacher retention.
Under the proposal, school administrators would have to set aside money for supplemental pay before collective bargaining. The goal is to help districts keep teachers in high demand or hard-to-fill subject areas who might otherwise leave for higher pay. Democrats say they're worried teachers would start to negotiate their own bonuses, which could erode the collective bargaining process. Representative Tanya Paff says teachers who don't receive supplemental pay might not feel valued and could leave the district, creating a vacancy, one of the problems the bill aims to solve.
Aren't we pitting people against each other, saying, hey, you're a math teacher, you get $1,000 more than the English teacher next to you?
But Senator Spencer Deary, the bill's author, says the important thing is giving districts tools to retain their high-demand teachers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.